Hello, how are you doing on this Monday morning? What a weekend. So many scores and results, some good and some not so good, and not much in between. There is a massive difference between those that are celebrating some big wins and efforts over the weekend and others with, you know, problems. Let me start as we welcome you on 1170 SEN AM in Sydney and those listening in Queensland for the first hour on 693 AM. There and wherever you're listening on the app, Max Verstappen, a personal favourite, on fire. Poor old Max has had this incredible run of completing Grand Prix and then comes to the Australian Grand Prix and he was gone after three laps. Brandy, I know Formula One's not your number one sport, but that's quite a sensation. I mean, that got headlines around the world and the image of the, you know, the fire coming out from near the tyre, game over for Verstappen.
Yeah, Vossi, I was in at Fox yesterday, and there's not many big motor racing fans in at Fox. The cricket boys were in there. They were doing the Shield final, WA in Tasmania. And then we had the rugby league team in there. Corey Parker was in there. Now, Cozza is a big motor racing fan. And so I was chatting to Corey before the race, which started at 3, and I just said, well, Verstappen wins, doesn't he? He's won the previous two. He's won by a mile. He's the quickest bloke out there. Not watching it, of course, but yeah, when I heard Max had crashed, shock.
Verstappen. Crashed. Now, I'll throw another one. Okay, so if they're the ones, and we're starting with the negative rather than the positive, Super Rugby. Seriously, the Crusaders now are 0-5. This is like, not this isn't tall poppy syndrome. This is just, we're aghast. I mean, yeah, it's a sad story. I mean, these are the, you know, the multiple champions. The absolute powerhouse are 0-5 to start the rugby, Super Rugby season. Even the Force and the Waratahs are ahead of them with a win.
Not good. Not good.
That's it. That's
yeah,
a reaction.
That's about all I've got for the Super Rugby. Yeah, a bit of a shock, isn't it? Can we go to the good? So that's the not good.
Well,
do you want to
throw a few other not goods in there? I mean,
go for it.
The Rabbitohs Friday night, man, 48-6.
Wasn't that a disappointing game?
Oh wow, yeah.
Great. Roosters were far too good. And did you when you watch a game unfold and you don't know what's going to happen, but you think, well, that's a great start by one team. The other team isn't looking good. You know, and sometimes, you know, that's not the case. You know, sides start well, but we had sides this weekend, Vossi, where sides started so well, but then fell in a hole and the game turned on possession. That didn't happen in the Roosters-Souths game. Roosters started well. Souths, you thought, this doesn't look good. And it didn't look good after 10 minutes. And it just continued not to be good for Souths.
Titans, dreadful, really, on Saturday. Well done, the Bulldogs, but the Titans, Des Hasler would be thinking. So we've seen them twice now, in round one against the Dragons and then had the bye and then beaten 32-0. And Tino Fasumalawi out for the year, knee reconstruction, their best player. I mean, that's just horrible for them. And the Dragons, let me quote you a Dragon stat. So leading 18-4 through 25 minutes, the next 41-minute period of the match, it was 42-0 to the Cowboys. Now, poor old Flano. Now, I just wonder, you know, like, he's a coach. There's no doubt. He's a coach from head to toe. But he was living the life as a commentator. First round, he came out and said, you know, we're not going to get the wooden spoon. And then last week, smashed, really, by the Dolphins. And then to go through that 41-minute period, there's some problems there for the Dragons to address. I mean, that's such a... You know, you tell me, Brandy, do you go to training and talk about the good for the first 20, or do you? What do you do about the next 40?
Well,
is it the Cowboys that good?
Well, there was the Cowboys were good, and they are a very good attacking side, and possession shifted dramatically. Vossi, if Raymond Faitala Mariner holds the grubber kick from Ben Hunt and makes it 24-4, could have been a completely different story. I think your mindset's completely different as a team chasing if you fall 20 behind. So they missed a couple of chances, the Dragons, really, to, you know, take advantage of the ball that they had, the field position. They were playing great footy, but gee, you've got to address what happened after that. And there was a try late in the game by Chad
Townsend. The Townsend try? Yeah, wow.
He threw a dummy 10 metres out. No one fell for it. And there was three Dragons forward standing there, and he dragged them all into the in-goal area.
I think your quote this time last week in relation to something was stunk the joint out. Well, that sort of stunk the joint up.
that try for Dragons fans
was very disappointing. So there's – and now do you want to go over to the positives? Let's go to the positives, Rugby League.
Are you sure we covered off on all the negatives yet, like all the bad?
Oh, no. Well, there's no. Negative. I was really let down by Knight Storm last night because I thought that was as good as – you know, on paper, as good as any game for the weekend. Big crowd. Sunday night, Newcastle chasing a win, Melbourne 2-0. I was disappointed. I don't think. I mean, it's an amazing situation. I don't think Newcastle were that good.
Newcastle didn't score a second half point,
and Melbourne Storm were flat as a stale bottle. Yeah. You know what? Like the errors.
Yeah.
From a lot of players. A whole bunch of them made errors. It wasn't like two or three. Yeah.
Vossi, I was in at Fox 4, and at halftime I jumped in the car and drove home. So I listened to it on the radio, and then I got home and watched the Storm score a late try through Tyron Wishart and almost steal the game, which would have been stunning because the Storm, to me, looked like a side that they'd done well without Munster and Asifa Solomona for a couple of weeks, extremely well, with some great wins. But they ran out of steam. Without Jerome Hughes, that was a big out yesterday. Kalyn Ponga was just the difference in the first half. When they scored their 14 points, he was brilliant. Not much else worked for Newcastle. They weren't great. Jack Cogger's first touch of the ball in terms of his kick, put one out in the full, first kick as a number seven. Tyson Gamble put one out in the full. There was a lot of kicking out in the full over the weekend.
Nicho Hynes twice. Twice. In the Sharks Tigers game,
so they hang on Newcastle, but they just didn't matter really how they won. They just had to win at home after losing their opening two.
I'll give a general observation of the weekend, and it's all around sixes and sevens playmakers. The difference, like one kicking games yesterday by blokes that have been there, done that. Moses, Daly, Cherry Evans. What Aiden Caesar did for the Tigers on Saturday night, just a constant kicking game.
Yep.
That the value right now, and I'm excited by these three players because I think they're going to be around for 10 years or more the way they're playing. Lachlan Galvin at the Tigers, Ethan Strange at the Raiders, Luke Metcalf is getting better and better at the Warriors. Now, they're in the halves, and to me, although they've played limited first grade, for me, they've already graduated. I think they are the real deal. And then I've got this sort of next tier, and it was highlighted the Telegraph back page last week. How many halfbacks have already been punted this year? You know, you're Sean O'Sullivan. I think Tanner Boyd's under enormous pressure. He had a horror game on Saturday. I see Jonah Pezzett at Melbourne. Like, you know, he's got enough under his belt now, but is he going to be the long term at Melbourne, Jonah Pezzett? You tell me. I mean, Tyron Wishart's always stopgap. He's not going to be your 5'8". He'll be a utility player and a very good one
anyway.
For all time. But
yeah, he'll fill in anyway. I don't know if Jonah Pezzett
is 5'8". They're hard.
I don't know. Does he signed a deal with Melbourne? Jerome Hughes will be the number one half for the next 3 or 4 years. He signed a long term deal, so. Does someone want to pick Jonah Pezzett out and take him off the Storm because they think they can make him into a regular number seven? I'm not sure. Jury's still out, but he has only played 9 games of first grade.
Yep.
So sample size pretty small. Dean Hawkins, Lachie Ilias.
Yeah, you're throwing
Ilias
him, exactly.
Played well. Yeah, do they bring Lachie Ilias back straight away or do they not do that?
Jock Madden stands in for the Broncos. There's this... As I said, if you can nab a good 6 or 7, and you know, you lock them up for 5-6 years now. You know, go to town with them.
Haven't the Dolphins just locked up Isaiah Katoa long term?
Yeah.
They've just re-signed him and extended him. And I think that's a good move because I thought even watching him last week, and I know it was against the Dragons, but I thought he played well. I think it's the sevens his jumper for a long time.
See, the Bulldogs are running around with Drew Hutchison as their halfback, and I note on Fox League, like Warren Smith made the observation in commentary the other day, how many times did Drew Hutchison get tackled on the fifth? like your number seven taken out of the play before the last tackle. It was that's weird. And then others, you mentioned Jack Cocker. There's this whole batch of sevens and sixes at the moment that are okay. They're okay, but they're not. You need depth. So valuable. That's why Galvin, Strange, Metcalf. If any of those three came on the market today, I'd be throwing silly money at them because I'm convinced they are all very, very good. All three of them.
Okay. So with the Tigers and Aiden Caesar seems to be the man to be that will steer them around and will help Lachie Galvin because he's a genuine seven. So what do you do with Jaden Sullivan? Does he stay on the bench find a spot? You find someone else to fill that bench spot.
Well, that's a four-year commitment. And they've got Jerome Luai coming to the club. It's like, there you go. So question on the text from Robin Blacktown. Did Nicho Hynes get three Daly M points on the weekend? Well, it's six these days, isn't it? No, he didn't. I don't think he would have got any points, so. Nicho. Tigers put outstanding pressure. John Bateman. Now, I think John Bateman's past his best. Like, he's still a very good competitor. Like, fiery. But
he's not the player he was in 2019 for the Raiders.
No. But, boy, he did a job on Nicho Hynes. He terrorised him. Like Viliami Kikau did on Tanner Boyd. There was a fair bit of terrorising opponents and forced into errors. And John Bateman put real pressure on Nicho Hynes. You know, as good as Nicho Hynes is, he was having a little look. That was a good job, Tigers.
Yeah. Did you notice that? And that this was the standout. Now, I called that game the Bunnies Roosters game, Vossi. The standout thing for me was the time, and I'm talking early, the time that Sam Walker had and Sandon Smith had to kick the ball. The South chase, it was non-existent. They put no pressure. The Roosters halves must have been thinking, what's going on tonight? Like, I'm standing here. I could stand here for another 5 seconds and not get touched by a South player. No urgency in the chase. None. The line did not move.
Get on the open line right now, the Great Southern Bank open line, 1300 01 1170. If you want to join the post-mortem on this Monday morning, if you want to shout from the rooftops, if you're a Bulldogs fan or a Tigers fan and you want to get in celebratory mode this morning, you are more than welcome to do it right here on Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy. If you're, as I say, if you're a Dragons fan, if you're a Titans fan, or you're a little concerned, if you're a Rabbitohs fan, unpack what happened to your side over the weekend. Another winner is, and I'm going to do it twofold, Brian Gorgian. and the Jack Jumpers, because the Gorge here a few weeks ago when we were looking at Melbourne and Perth finishing 1-2, he said Jack Jumpers will win the NBL. And Jack Jumpers last night, and we can play the finish, have gone 2-1 up against Melbourne and play at home on Thursday to win the whole shebang. The Jack Jumpers, how good are they?
Doyle kept it in. Here's the Jack Jumpers chance. McVay, 2 on the clock.
Oh, no!
Jack McVay, simply incredible. Jack McVay with the shot of his life. Tasmania win game 3 and silence Melbourne with the moment of NBL 24.
How emotional are you right now, Scott Roth?
Emotional. All these fans here. Again, before this ball went up in this series, we won. And this proves it right here, just what we've done to the island down there. I love the effort of our guys. We haven't done anything yet. We'll go back to our process and get back after it, and we'll give them our best effort on Thursday.
So good. Jack McVay, now that final three-pointer. Basket was a three, but a big three-pointer.
Yeah, three-pointer. Yeah, yeah. From Hail Mary. Absolute
big
Hail Mary play. Yeah. And Scott Roth, he's an emotional character. He's proven that before. So they are now in the box seat to win the whole shebang. By the way, our state politics segment, so what is it, a minority government in Tasmania? So no to the stadium as it stands right now. No Green to the new stadium.
Okay. That's not good.
Yeah. So, a little bit of drama down there.
The ticket on the back of the stadium didn't work. Let's build a new stadium? No.
Winners too, AFL. And remember, I went the early crow, Giants, Swans, Grand Final. They are sitting 1 and 2 on the table. After the weekend's results, 3-0, Giants and the Swans. So I'm riding that bus all the way through. All the
you
way
got
through.
10 bucks,
Giants,
didn't you?
Swans, Grand Final.
Was it 10? Hammy Goodman gave us a price last week. Something
the hamster. But well, we can check that in. I mean, it's you're not getting it today what you could have got last week.
My feel-good story of the weekend, and it's a league story, was the Tigers. I was out. I went out.
Yeah.
That's the story. And I was thinking, I feel so good for the Tigers. I'm happy that the Tigers have won.
Well, that's nice. That's nice. So there's those with and those without after the weekend. Come on, have your say on the text on the Southern Bank open line, 1300 01 1170. Live happily, clever after with Great Southern Bank. Pick up the phone and have your say. We are here, of course, for our very good sponsors who would be a little happy today.
Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, Andrew, contact Bryden's Lawyers. Give us a call on the Great Southern Bank open line, 1300 01 1170. Get in the running for the Club Med Caller of the Year for your chance to win a trip to Bali worth almost $10,000. Thanks for making the switch to Sydney's home of sport, SEN 1170 AM.